Firstly, take me through these seasonal conditions that occurred at the end of 2015.
First in October, we had a hailstorm and it lasted for about 8 minutes and it hit various pockets within the Goulburn Valley. So some orchards remain completely unaffected and others were hit pretty harshly. And then early November, the second hailstorm hit. So if the first wasn't bad enough, then in virtually the same area, they got hit again. So that left a lot of the fruit, which was really in its infancy in terms of its stage of development, about as big as your thumb, thumbnail. But some of that fruit was lost and then some of it survived. So Hailstorm Heroes is all about actually celebrating the survivors of those two hailstorms.
What sort of damage has been done to the crops? Is it mostly superficial?
No, there are some of the crop was completely lost and unsalvageable. And what happens is it is either thinned or it drops away because it's so damaged. Then there's some that's remaining. Now that some of that fruit may have open what they would call open wounds, or so that can't be sold clearly. But then some of the markings are simply superficial, and the pear continues to develop and grow. But it might be with a nick or a mark or an indentation. But the pear still grows and look presents quite well, but it's not in its perfect form.
Two storms at that crucial part of the season would have been a huge blow to the farmers in the Goulburn Valley fruit growing region. How did you think of the idea of the Hailstorm Heroes?
There was a grower meeting that was held just shortly after the first storm, and clearly everyone's a bit shell-shocked, actually, you know, because they haven't lost their income for a week or a month as we would in a sort of an office environment. That's their yearly income, which is gone or potentially gone. And people were despairing a little bit, and I thought, well, it sort of occurred to me that, and certainly with discussions with people, that some of this fruit was salvageable, so don't write off the entire crop. So how can we engender some sort of support from retailers and consumers alike to actually get behind the fruit that's there? Okay, it might not be, you know, look fantastic, but it still eats really well. So how can we ensure that this fruit is salvaged and actually finds a home on the, you know, on the shop front or in the stores?
And how have the major supermarkets responded to this campaign?
Well, we really rely on them to get behind it, because if they don't actually alter their specifications in terms of, you know, markings, etc., then the fruit would be unacceptable and it wouldn't enter the store. So we very much rely heavily upon them to actually alter their specifications to allow some of this fruit in, which Woolworths have done. IGA are supportive, and we're also engaging in discussions with Aldi that have also indicated that they will. So that's great news, really. Because without their support, then this fruit wouldn't find a home.
Olivia, it seems like a win-win. Consumers will be able to buy tasty fresh fruit for a lower price, and this will support those farmers who battled through those severe storms in 2015.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we want them to keep growing for this season and for next season. And if they can salvage some return from this crop, from this damaged fruit or affected fruit, then let's get behind them. Ideally, I'd love to see the fruit selling for the same retail price point as would unaffected fruit. I mean, that's the best case scenario, but that's out of my control, certainly. But that's kind of the message, really. And I think consumers, when we first, or anyone, you know, that we speak to about this campaign, everyone's like, yeah, I'd definitely buy this fruit. So I really hope that will translate to sales, and the growers are rewarded and they can keep growing for next season.